From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
VOI listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says kebaya, symbol of Indonesian's elegant trait. Indonesian government to highlight Kalimantan culture at Nusantara New Capital VVIP Airport. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo at the Istana Berkebaya Fashion Show event said the traditional clothing, kebaya, is a symbol of Indonesian society's elegant trait. He said when opening the event held in front of Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Sunday. The event was part of the series of the 78th anniversary of the Indonesian independence commemoration. Istana Berkebaya event was a fashion show of kebaya encim that originates from Betawi Jakarta native culture. Kebaya fashion show was initiated by the Jakarta provincial government. The event involved 401 models who catwalk on the 200-meter-long stage set up in front of the Merdeka Palace. The government has encouraged the preservation of kebaya as a symbol of national identity and culture by making July 24 as the National Kebaya Day. Indonesian Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi stated his side is seeking to highlight Kalimantan culture in the construction of a very, very important person or VVIP airport in the new capital city of Nusantara or IKN. The ministry will invest all-out efforts to ensure that the airport's architecture will highlight the Kalimantan culture while adopting the concept of green airport. This was affirmed by Minister Budi Karya in a statement received on Saturday. He also expressed hope that the airport will become operational by the 78th anniversary, I should say 79th anniversary of the Independence Day of Indonesia next year. The last national news comes from more than 98 million Indonesians who get free access to health services through state health insurer BPJS Kesehatan, whose costs are subsidized by tax revenue. This was stated by Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati at the 2023 Spectacular Taxation Sympathetic Campaign event on Sunday. She emphasized that tax revenue collected from the public is not only used to build infrastructure, but also used for social subsidies and assistance. In addition to subsidizing health costs for people who cannot afford it, tax benefits can also be seen in people's daily needs, such as the cheap 3-kilogram gas canisters, electricity, and fuel oil. Now we move to the international news. Ukraine struck and damaged the Konar Road bridge linking mainland Ukraine to Crimea and a smaller bridge linking the town of Hanisek with the peninsula's northeast coast on Sunday, Moscow-appointed officials and Ukraine's armed forces said. Sergei Aksyonov, the Moscow-appointed head of Crimea, said the road service was damaged, traffic diverted, and repairs had begun. while acting Kherson Regional Governor Vladimir Saldo said, without providing evidence that the strike on the Konhar Bridge, one of three road links between Crimea and mainland Ukraine, involved an Anglo-French storm increasingly hard to get on and off the peninsula. Now we move to the international news. Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan's three-year sentence for graft prompted scattered rallies around the country, but there was no sign of any mass uprising on Sunday, despite his call for supporters to protest. His imprisonment has raised fresh concerns of violence ahead of an election due later this year, and has cast doubt on the fairness of any vote that excludes him. His lawyers complained on Sunday they were being denied access to him for consultations so they can mount urgent legal challenges against his conviction. Next, we have 24 Democrats of the U.S. House of Representatives that will visit Israel and the occupied West Bank this week to discuss prospects for a two-state solution and Israel's judicial reforms, among other issues. Top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries and Representative Steny Hoyer will lead a group of 24 House Democrats who will also discuss extremism and Iran's nuclear capabilities, Jeffries' office said in a statement on Sunday. Democratic President Joe Biden has supported a two-state solution to the Israeli conflict with Palestinians. Democrats are in the minority in the House and hold the majority in the U.S. Senate. We end the news with Hun Manet, who was appointed Cambodia's new leader by the king on Monday after having effectively been given the post from his father, who ruled for nearly four decades. Days after a landslide victory in July's election, Hun Sen, one of the world's longest-serving leaders, announced he was stepping down as prime minister and handing power to his eldest son. The polls were widely decried as a shame, after the opposition challenger Candlelight Party was barred from running over a technicality, with the ruling Cambodian People's Party winning all but five seats in the 125-member lower house. That's the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Well, listeners, coming up next, here is our today's commentary entitled Crude Oil Price Soars in the Last 6 Months. Crude oil prices in the global market went up beyond $1 on Friday. This increase broke the record after 6 consecutive weeks of rising. The price hike was affected by the decision of Saudi Arabia and Russia, the two most important producer countries, to extend the production cut in September. This caused concern of the OPEC deficit. futures value of Brent oil rose by $1.10 or 1.3% and stayed at $86.24, while US West Texas was still at $82.82, rising $1.27 or 1.6%. The two are key references for crude oil prices in the international market. This is the highest one since mid-April 2023. Saudi Arabia on Thursday voluntarily extended the production cut up to 1 million barrels per day until the end of September. Saudi Arabia may extend it further, while Russia chose a policy to reduce the crude oil export amounting to 300 barrels per day next month. With these cuts, experts predicted there would be a deficit in the market up to 1.5 million barrels per day in September, following the deficit in July and August, which was predictably around 2 million barrels on a daily basis. In demand, global crude oil consumption can rise around 2.4 million barrels per day this year. This was stated by Russian Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Novak after a panel meeting of OPEC plus ministers on Friday. The dynamics of crude oil prices, which directly affect fuel prices in the future, is not easy to foresee. However, experts calculated that the crude oil price in several months will not be going down anytime soon. On the other hand, China, with their struggling economy after COVID-19 pandemic, must struggle further. Beijing recently announced some stimulus policies to boost their economy. Should China's economy recover, the crude oil demand will rise and consequently price will increase. Other causes that affected the fuel price is inflation in the oil fuel processing industry. The cost of oil fuel production, starting from manpower and energy, are spiking. The world's oil price spike possibly will nudge the fuel prices in Indonesia. It is not impossible that Indonesia's state-owned oil company PT Pertamina will increase the price of some certain fuel types. And listeners, that's commentary.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history on August 7 with the event in 1960 about Ivory Coast Independence Day. On August 7, 1960, Ivory Coast gained independence from France. Ivory Coast is a country located on the west coast of Africa. Ivory Coast is bordered on the north by the countries of Mali and Burkina Faso, on the east by Ghana, on the south by the Gulf of Guinea. The capital of Ivory Coast is Yamoussoukro. Previously, Ivory Coast was a French colonial country, so it's no wonder that the official language of this country is French. We move to the next event in 1982 when the United States, Lebanon, and PLO signed an agreement. The United States, Lebanon, and the Palestine Liberation Organization, or PLO, signed a joint agreement on August 7, 1982, following the increasingly widespread Israeli attacks launched into Lebanon since July 1982 with the aim of expelling PLO troops. The agreement contained an agreement to withdraw PLO troops from Beirut. Even though Israel has sophisticated military equipment, the PLO managed to resist for up to 80 days. But finally, based on the agreement, Yasser Arafat is willing to withdraw his 12,000 troops from Lebanese territory and then be based in 8 other Arab countries. Withdrawal of troops, the PLO didn't calm the Israeli soldiers in Lebanon, because Hezbollah fighters continued to attack them until they were forced to leave the region in 2000. We end with the event in 1998 about US embassy bombing. Bombs exploded at the United States embassies in Nairobi, Kenya and Dar es Salaam, Tanzania on August 7, 1998. Over 200 people died in the truck bomb blast. The attacks were attributed to local members of the Egyptian Islamic Jihad. Fazul Abdullah Muhammad and Abdullah Ahmed Abdullah are considered to be the masterminds of the bombing. That was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia. Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is entitled Indonesia and United Kingdom Agree to Extend Energy Transition Cooperation. Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Arifin Tasrif, together with British Minister of Energy and Net Zero Security Graham Stewart, agreed to extend the cooperation program between Indonesia and the UK called Towards Indonesia's Low Carbon Energy Transition. Minister Arifin Tasrif, after the launch of the extension in Jakarta last Friday, said England is committed to increasing its support in achieving Indonesia's net zero emission target. He disclosed initially the program was scheduled to end in 2024. However, according to the agreement, it will be extended until 2027. The UK will also provide an additional £6.5 million sterling to maintain and enhance the program initiative. Minister Arifin Tasrif explained, Towards Indonesia's Low Carbon Energy Transition Program aims to improve the planning and procurement of renewable energy, both for on-grid and off-grid applications, puts forward policies, recommendations, and technical studies. Besides Towards Indonesia's Low Carbon Energy Transition, the UK is also actively supporting Indonesia through various other programs, including Just Energy Transition Partnership and Joint Economic and Trade Committee. He projects that this partnership will continue to grow, promote technical cooperation, sustainable trade, and green investment between the two countries. The minister also said Indonesia invites more international partners to support a fast and effective transition towards Indonesia's clean energy targets. The country requires investment of up to $1 trillion in 2060 for renewable energy generation and transmission. He explained the need for financial support for increasing it, since Indonesia will implement early termination of coal-fired power plants in the coming years. Therefore, he opens up investment opportunities and broad cooperation to achieve this target. On the same occasion, the British Minister for Energy Security and Net Zero, Graham Stewart, said Indonesia can play a major role in the clean energy transition. According to him, being one of the world's fastest growing economies with great potential for developing renewable energy, Indonesia can play a key role in the clean energy transition in Southeast Asia. With the help of UK expertise and investment, Indonesia is accelerating its transition from coal to clean electricity energy and work hard to achieve net zero in 2060 or sooner. That was My Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia.
Lagunya dulu stel makannya.
Waktu yang paling ditunggu. Kumpul dengan teman-temanku, oh oh. Bercanda dan tertawa, lepas penat sepulang kerja.
Selalu jadi obat pilu, senangkan hati teman-temanku. Datang mereka pulang, aku masih sendiri.
Sampai kapan hidup?
Sekali dicintai, namun bila
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Dear listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder introduces you to the art of flute drum from Papua. The art of flute drum is a musical art consisting of two main musical instruments, namely the flute and the drum. There are additional other musical instruments, namely tifa, a typical Papuan percussion instrument. Suling is a wind instrument made of bamboo, while tambur is a percussion instrument made of animal skin such as cows, goats, or deer, and is given a frame. Usually, the people of Papua make this musical instrument themselves. To make the flute, they cut bamboo about 70 cm long, then clean it. The bamboo is then given a hole to make sounds and tones using a hot iron. The size and the flute depends on the number of tones needed. Drum flute musicians consist of musical instrument players and dancers. The players of musical instruments are usually men, while the dancers are women. They number about 20 people. In a drum flute performance, the dancers do not use any clothes. They usually wear traditional Papuan clothing. The dancers and musicians also use headdresses that symbolize the region of Papua, such as the feathers of Cendrawasih bird. This art is also played to celebrate important days, such as Independence Day, elections, even religious days. Initially, this art was indeed played on Christian religious days. This art is played to accompany the prayers. When played, the rhythm of the drum flute usually starts with a slow blow on the drum and suddenly the blows become louder until it sounds like a war is going to happen. This is done so there is a harmonization of the sound of the drum flute itself. After the sound is amplified, it will return slowly again with beautiful strokes and so on until the music is finished. When it is played, the dancers begin to sway to the sound of the drum flute music. The dance moves are no different from one another. That's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Laju lari mesin-mesin ini begitu tangguh, mustahil terkejar. Meski sudah maksimal 1000 langkah kakiku, berhenti sejenak, beri-beri tubuhmu pesona. Hidup memang harus canggih, tapi pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Perhatikan nafasmu, degup irama mewah tersyadu.
layar pada sibuk berselancar. Jeda dulu reda, boleh juga lama tak apa. Antik tak harus robotik, kau sudah cantik ya. Hidup memang harus canggih, tapi pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Perhatikan nafasmu, degup irama mewah tersyadu.
Listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is berwisata di Istana Pagaruyung. Berwisata di Istana Pagaruyung, which means traveling in Pagaruyung Palace. So stay tuned. We're going to present to you a conversation entitled Berbaju Merah, Berbaju Merah, which means wearing red clothes. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Sortauli, Chris' vlog community friend at Pagaruyung Palace. Sortauli informs that at Pagaruyung Palace, visitors can rent Minangkabau traditional clothes. Let's listen to the conversation.
Kamu mau coba pakaian adat Minangkabau? Di situ ada tempat sewanya.
Oh, seperti orang-orang yang berbaju merah itu?
Ya, mereka menyewa baju, lalu berfoto dengan latar belakang Istana Pagaruyung.
I After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Seperti, which means like. Orang-orang, which means people. Seperti orang-orang yang berbaju merah itu. Seperti orang-orang yang berbaju merah itu, which means like the people wearing red clothes. Coba, which means try. Pakaian adat, which means traditional clothes. Menyewa, which means rent. Berfoto, which means take a picture. Latar, which means background. Istana Pagaruyung, which means Pagaruyung Palace. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, seperti orang-orang yang berbaju merah itu. Seperti orang-orang yang berbaju merah itu, which means like the people wearing red clothes. In the question, there is an expression berbaju merah, which means wearing red clothes. The word berbaju, has the same meaning as memakai baju, which means wearing clothes. The expression berbaju merah has the same meaning as memakai baju yang berwarna merah, which means wearing red clothes. Let's listen to the other examples of using expressions which mean wearing. Chris berkacamata hitam, which means Chris is wearing sunglasses. Dia bercelana pendek, which means he is wearing shorts. There are three types of Minangkabau traditional clothes from West Sumatra province, namely pakaian pengantin, which means bridal wear. Pakaian penghulu, which means clothes for penghulu or Muslim wedding officiant. And clothes for bundo kanduang, which means married woman. Bridal wear is for bride and groom, while clothes for penghulu is only for men. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kamu mau coba pakaian adat Minangkabau? Di situ ada tempat sewanya.
Oh, seperti orang-orang yang berbaju merah itu?
Ya, mereka menyewa baju, lalu berfoto dengan latar belakang Istana Pagaruyung.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Sesali biarkan semua berlalu. sendiri, terbayang wajahmu. Ku hanya berharap semua yang terbaik untukmu. Jangan berlari mengejar yang tak pasti.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Play, your mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listeners, today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Sebelum Aku Mati by Gesang Marto Hartono and Tuti Tri Sedia. In 1963, Indonesia keroncong maestro Gesang Marto Hartono composed the song Sebelum Aku Mati. The song has a short lyric but full of philosophy that all humans will eventually die. In the song Sebelum Aku Mati, which in English means Before I Die, Gesang also wants to say that he gives a lasting legacy in the form of the works he gave birth to during his lifetime. Alright listener, let's enjoy a song by Gesang Marto Hartono and Tuti Tri Sedia, Sebelum Aku Mati.
dibesarkan di bumi pertiwi. Akan ku tinggalkan warisan abadi.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
I could be home by now, packing myself all ready to go. I could be chilling by now, keeping it low-key, never could show. Never would have thought somehow, you could keep me waiting, never going home. Never would have known somehow, you could make me love and wanna see how this goes. Cause all I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do is stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing out. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing out. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime up on my phone. Da-da-dum, 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 ooh. And I could be home by now, locking myself, no one in a go. And I could be chilling by now, feet up, crossed legs, laying on the floor. But stop, let me get a look at you. You're so cute, got me loving you. Let me get a hold of you. Oh shit, got me thinking you. All I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do to stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime upon my phone. I am hoping for you, my lover. I've been searching for this to cover. Oh, anxiety, no more love to me. You changed how I see. We are meant to be. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone, thought you could fit in on my soul. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime upon my phone. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, wherever you are, that's our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI_official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.